I'll use myself as an example. I'm very familiar with a lot of different psychotropic drugs. I have, out of the some 200, 250 psychedelics, I probably have used 150 of them. I'm familiar, and I've not come with conspicuous brain damage, so I think I can lay rest that that correlate comes in. I have other sorts of damage, but I won't talk about them. But the thing is, I, for example, smoked for 15 years, and I smoked good and heavily. I stopped smoking. It was quite a strain. Believe me, that is one of the more addictive. I'll get into the word addictive and what that means and why I will very rarely use it. One of the more addictive drugs. One of the more dependent, psychological dependence developing drugs. I stopped it. I stopped it the only way you can ever stop any drug use that you are not totally at peace with, and that is by saying, I choose not to use the drug. You may go into hypnosis, you may go into therapy, you may go into group encounters, you may have to lick dirty ashtrays, whatever, all kinds of approaches, aversion therapy to who knows what, often using a drug to break you of the habit of using a drug, which I consider to be sophistry at its worst level. The idea here, you're on more heroin, here, go join our methadone clinic, you won't have to use heroin anymore, so you keep shooting up with, or what do you swallow, I guess in that case, methadone. It's ridiculous. The idea is, if you want to get off a drug, you want to get out of the habit, you want to get out of where you are, evaluate where you are and make one simple statement, I choose not to be here. And that's it. You have stopped smoking. You've stopped drinking. You've stopped drinking coffee. Whatever it is.